call received from home care agency.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Hi, is this LaBelle?
We're actually a home care agency. Are you looking for home care services?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Is the name of the company LaBelle?
So actually, no. We are Family First Home Care. Is there something I can assist you?
Did you used to be LaBelle?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay, because someone gave me your number, and he said that it was LaBelle. I don't know. And it's actually, there's a website that's called LaBelle. Are you on Germantown Pike in Plymouth Meeting?
So we're actually in Philadelphia on Winding Drive.
Right. On Wissahickon Drive?
What?
Where are you located?
On Winding Drive, Winding Drive.
Winding Drive?
Mm-hmm.
In Philadelphia?
Correct.
Did you say? Okay, so I'm just wondering if you provide at-home care for patients who have Medicaid and who are on the waiver.
So actually, yes, we do that program. We service the waiver program and anyone that's on Medicaid.
Okay. My daughter was hit by a car. She's 44 years old. Actually, she's going to be 45 this week. Anyway, she was hit by a car as a pedestrian 4.5 years ago. And she's been bedbound recently. And she needs help. She has... So she's, as I said, she's bedbound. She is, she has a cervical spine fusion. She has a lot of metal in her body.
Oh.
And she has a lot of injuries. And she lives in Ambler. And she also has 138 hours allotted to her from Medicaid, from the waiver that she has.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any aides who go out to her area?
What's her zip code?
19002.
That's in Montgomery County. So we actually do have a lot of aides in Montgomery County.
You
we can either have either an aide from us, or if you would like, then we can have a family member of yours sign up.
No, we don't. We don't,
you don't
want to do that.
Yeah, so in Montgomery County, we do service, and we actually have aides in that area. Do you have coverage, some coverage, or you need coverage for all the hours?
We have some coverage. I have not been happy with the reliability, so we're looking for either a change totally in coverage, or we're looking for maybe just some nights or all nights, overnights, or every weekend. That sort of thing.
Got it. So what we can do is I can take down our information. I'll send it to staffing. They're going to see what they have. They're going to call you with all the options. And you're going to see, we're going to see if we have full coverage or if we only have partial coverage. Then I guess we'll take it from there. Once we decide that we have coverage, then we're going to call your insurance to let them know that we have coverage for you.
Okay. And that would be Keystone First,
I guess, if you have Keystone. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So we actually are good friends with Keystone. So.
I'm sorry. I
said we're good friends with Keystone, so they would know us exactly. They know us.
Oh, good. Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Stella.
Stella, that's what I thought you said. I wonder why we were told that you're La Belle. It's very strange. Maybe you were a long time ago. I don't know.
Maybe before how my long? Test, I'm not sure.
I don't know. But in any case, let me give you my information, if you'd like.
Let me just get her name, date of birth, and exact address, so I can send it into staffing.
Okay. Her name is Jacqueline, J-A-C-L-Y-N, Zucker, Z as in zebra, U-C-K-E-R.
B as in boy?
No, Z as in zebra.
All right, Z-U and then B as in boy? Or
no, C as in candle.
Okay, got it.
K as in kangaroo.
Then E-R.
E, yes, you got it.
Got it. And what's her date of birth? I guess it's
3/14/81.
So it's in 4 days from now. Wow. Happy birthday to her.
Yes. Yep.
Let me see if it comes up on her Medicaid. Perfect. Yes. Yeah, she has health community health choices, and she has the waiver program. Sounds good. What's her exact address? So we're going to look for someone close.
Thank you. 442 Norma Road. N as in Nancy, O, R, M as in Mary, A.
Okay.
Road, Ambler, Pennsylvania, A-M-B-L-E-R, 19002.
Got it. And that's in Montgomery County. Any kids in the house?
Yeah. No kids.
No minor.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. There's a small dog, but Noodle has been staying with me in my house. I live 5 minutes from Jackie.
Mm-hmm, got it.
So, and there are no steps. It's a ranch house.
Mm-hmm. Any smoking in the house?
No, and we don't want anybody who smokes. Jackie is allergic to even the smell of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
And
I mean,
she has
138 hours, right, you said?
No, 133.
Oh, 133.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, what should I put in as preferences?
I'm sorry?
What should I put in for staffing? They should know. Like any specific preferences?
Yes. First of all, nobody with 3-inch nails. It's just unprofessional. When I see that, it makes me sick. I think it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Because she needs her diaper changed. So it needs to be someone who is caring, kind, and reliable. So that means somebody who comes on time and leaves at the right time. I can tell you stories that have been horrible. I have had people who don't show up. People who come hours late. I understand if there's a problem, you know, from time to time getting, you know, there on time, like 15 minutes, maybe, you know, at most a half an hour. But I'm telling you, I've had people call out last minute, and it's just been horrible. I have somebody there right now. When I tell you, her nails have to be at least 5 inches long and pointy. I don't know how they can work. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But at least she seems to care. I don't know. It's different. When I'm there, everybody's great. When I leave, it's not the same. It's like when you're in the hospital, you know, I don't know if you've ever been a patient, but everybody's great. You know, it's just, I've been doing this for 4.5 years, and I've seen some crazy stuff. I've had people sleeping there all day, sleeping so soundly that I can't even wake them up.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. So I'm looking for a good agency that I can depend on for my daughter's care.
Sure.
So that she
you need to have someone that
just
takes you over. Like, you shouldn't need to take the pressure. She should take the pressure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not looking for them to clean up the house, you know, making it spotless, but at least keep it clean for her.
Yeah.
I have to do everything. Someone who can warm up food for her would be great, who can make some scrambled eggs, you know, something. These people, I don't know where they were raised, but I never saw anything like it. It's horrible. I think out of so many people who have been there in this house, maybe there have been 4 who have been wonderful, and the rest have been just nightmares.
Oh, my.
Yeah, in fact, 2 of her former aides, who were wonderful, still visit her, and they stay for hours just because they love her.
Oh, wow.
The one, most recent one, retired last year. No, I guess it's 2 years now. And she still comes. I'm friends with her.
Oh,
and
wow.
We can't. Look, I know that I'll never find anyone like Donna, but these people are terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Wow.
So can I give you the hours that we're looking for?
Let me see if I can get a specialist available for you right now to assist you further, because she's really going to be the one that's going to oversee your case. Just give me 2 minutes.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get her, because I want you to speak to her.
Okay, thanks, Stella. I appreciate it.
No problem. Just give me 2 minutes. Hold on.
Should I hold on?
Okay, so actually the specialists are busy, but I will send you over to Melissa. She's actually overseeing intake. She's going to be able to assist you further, okay?
Okay, thank you, Stella.
No problem. Have a wonderful day. Let me transfer right
you
over.
You too. Thanks.
Give me 2 minutes. Okay, Melissa speaking.
Hi, Melissa. My name is Paula Zucker. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm calling because I'm interested in changing my daughter's at-home care agency, and your name was recommended to me. And that's why I'm calling.
Perfect.
I'm wondering, yes. So I'm wondering if you're accepting new clients, and if so, are you able to staff in our area
and
take the waiver program that my daughter is on? She has 133 hours on the waiver with Keystone First.
Mm-hmm. So, how are those hours, like, what is the schedule you usually have for those hours?
Okay, so it's Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. And then it's 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. the following morning. That's the overnight.
Okay.
Sunday is very similar. It's the only difference is that it's 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then there's an hour gap, and it starts again at 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. for that overnight on Sunday.
Okay.
Monday to Friday is 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the overnights are 9 p.m. until 6 a.m.
Perfect. And I do see here that Jacqueline is bedbound. Does she use a Hoyer lift or anything?
No.
Okay.
She does not.
And does she have a wheelchair?
She has a wheelchair, but lately she's been in so much distress that she hasn't been doing any transfers.
Okay.
So she is basically bedbound.
Okay. Does she need assistance with eating? Assuming bathing, she needs assistance with bathing.
Yes. Which she's in so much pain that really she hasn't been even getting bed baths lately.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really horrible. She was the pedestrian victim of getting hit by a car 4.5 years ago. And she lost one leg at the accident scene, and below her knee, it was her left leg. She has a cervical spine fusion from C1 to C5. She has rods in her shoulders, rods in her pelvis. She has plates in her ribs. She has a plate in her elbow and screws. And she miraculously had no traumatic brain injury.
Thank God.
So, well, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been horrible. And she was beautiful, and she still is. She was an athlete. She was in her bachelor's degree is actually in social services.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just love to find some caregivers. We have been finding,
I'm going to definitely have our team work on it to make sure we have good aid to have her, to staff it for her, so that we can hopefully start as soon as possible. No, of course, and we'll definitely keep you posted so you're aware of what's going on.
Okay, thank you. And where are you located?
So our main office is in Philadelphia, but we cover a lot of the counties, including my
great. Home. Okay, that's great. So, yeah, Stella was telling me you're on, I forget what street she said.
Winding Drive.
That's right, Winding Drive. That's what she said. Okay. Where is that, by the way? I'm from Philly, and I just never heard of that.
See, so I'm not even in that office. I will tell you, though, hold on 1 second. It's by 76 Lincoln Highway.
It's near 76 Lincoln Highway.
Yeah, Route 1.
No, it's on Route 1. That's fine. I grew up on Route 1 as a kid. Actually, it was Roosevelt Boulevard. I don't know where Winding Drive is. That's crazy.
Let me see.
Must be a side street or something. I'm just curious. Not for any other reason. Yeah. And I taught in Philly for like 35 years. And I was a supervisor. I never came across that street.
Was one of those little ones hidden somewhere?
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I was
no,
just
that's okay,
curious.
Don't worry. No, all good.
Okay.
All right,
Melissa.
I'll definitely keep you posted.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, no problem. Take care.
Thanks, you
You're
too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.